Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
When is white black and black white, and when is a man a woman and a woman a man? Well, this becomes very confusing, and now we've got so-called transracial. That is coming from Rachel Dolezal, now former head of the Spokane, Washington's NAACP chapter. She's white, but she identifies as black, and as a result, has prompted a lot of social media and cable news talk around the country trying to make sense of this artificial construct regarding her racial identity. Some people are saying that's ridiculous, but it's just as ridiculous for a man to think that he is a woman and consequently demand legal protection for that distorted viewpoint and thinking. I'm going to be talking about it with Matt Barber on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt, this particular so-called transracial issue of Rachel Dolezal, she has come out saying that she's actually white, but she identifies as black. It comes on the heels of the ridiculous stories regarding Bruce Jenner, where some people are lauding him and say, oh, he's so well-respected, and we ought to treat him as a woman when decidedly he's a man. Now people are saying it's ridiculous to think that someone who's white can identify and become black. You got this double standard that's taking place.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and it's very amusing to me. Rachel Dolezal, I feel sorry for her. She's delusional, just as I feel sorry, and we need to pity and pray for Bruce Jenner, for Rachel Dolezal. They're delusional. They're people who are very, very confused. But what's amusing to me is to watch the left eat itself alive here and eat their own over this. You have some leftists who are engaging in intellectual consistency here, who are saying, well, yeah, we're relativists. We believe that people self-define their identity and their whole universe and truth and everything else. So she is transracial. She's just identifying as a black person. She's a black woman trapped in a white woman's body, just as Bruce Jenner claims that he is a woman or trapped in a man's body. So they're to be intellectually consistent here. You have to say, if you believe that transgenderism is a thing, you have to say, well, yeah, so is transracialism. So is trans species. I mean, where do you draw the line? You can't draw the line, and that's the thing about relativism. Once you say anything goes, then anything goes.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at the liberals, how they're trying to make a distinction. Oh, this is different. You can be so-called transsexual, but you can't be transracial. This is in the liberal publication Think Progress. And in this, they're saying that Fox's, they call him the anti-LGBT psychiatrist, Dr. Keith Ablow, has insisted that the two are directly connected, that transsexual and transracial are essentially coming from the same disorder, in which people simply want to think that they're something that they're not. And it would bleed over to the issue of age. It could bleed over to whatever you want to bleed over to. In fact, Matt, as you know, there's also a disorder that is called apotemnophilia. And what is that? That's somebody who believes that they are a disabled person inhabiting an abled body. Yeah, that sounds strange, but it's really out there. There are some people that actually think that they should not have their right arm or the left arm, that they are disabled, but somehow they're inhabiting an able body. And they literally have gone to certain doctors to have some body parts or digits amputated because they think in their mind that they shouldn't have their right arm, their right hand, etc. There's actually a court case, believe it or not, on this out of California, where somebody went into Mexico to have one of the limbs amputated and had severe consequences, and the court litigation occurred over that. But it's called apotemnophilia. It's the same kind of mental disorder that you would have with transsexualism, gender identity disorder, where you think that you're a different person of the same sex, or transracial. You think you're white when you're really not. You're black when you're really not. It's also the same kind of mental disorder that you would have with somebody who looks in the mirror, they're emaciated, they're skin and bones, but in their mind, they think they're what? Fat. And so they ultimately want to purge the food out of their body so that they wouldn't get fat, and they're already emaciated. That's anorexia bulimia. In one doctor at Johns Hopkins University, that ultimately was part of this university, was the first university in the country to begin these so-called sex change surgeries, where they give you hormones of the opposite sex and plastic surgery. Johns Hopkins ultimately abandoned that because they said there was no benefit to it. People regretted it. They wanted to go back. This one doctor said, you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. In other words, somebody comes in, they say, I'm fat. No, you're not. Yes, I am. I want liposuction. Okay, I'll give you liposuction. You don't do that. You do mental behavioral modification. And that's the same kind of thing that should be happening with these so-called transsexuals or this so-called transracial.
Well, absolutely, Matt. And, you know, you mentioned the people that with perfectly healthy and able bodies who will have limbs amputated or their legs crushed or have their eyes poked out. And the common vernacular for that today is trans-able. So what the left, you know, what we do here is we take trans, the prefix trans, and put it in front of something that we wish weren't so, and then magically, under the relativist mindset, we say, okay, now it's so. Well, the transgender or transsexual activists have long distanced themselves from the trans-abled community because the two clinical psychoses are effectively different manifestations of the same disorder. And, you know, what's ironic to me, Matt, is that the trans-abled person who saws off a perfectly healthy arm or pokes out an eye or deliberately cripples his legs, he can actually achieve success. If he does one or more of these things, he will, in fact, become a disabled person. But the irony here is that the transgender person, they're doing much of the same thing. If they have, you know, healthy breasts removed or reproductive organs surgically removed, they cannot change. They will still be male or female or whatever they were when they began. They just, unfortunately and ironically, they become like their trans-abled counterparts. They now become a disabled person, but they're still male or female, whichever they were when they began, in every cell of their body.
Yeah, Rachel told Matt Lauer on NBC, I identify as black, she said. And, of course, this self-assessment has bothered some in the African-American community who feel that she's advanced as an activist by misrepresenting herself. She has some defenders, however, saying, well, she has the right to identify as black, so you ought to treat her as black. So, I mean, this is a strange world, Matt. But I think some of the liberals realize that the implications of her, who said for the first time that she's black in 2011, is ridiculous. And when people realize how ridiculous this is, it's going to bleed over to finding the same kind of result in the ridiculous transsexual matter. You know, we have people that want to use the women's restroom even though they're men. And we have ridiculous laws that are popping up around the country that, yeah, whatever they want to identify, then they can do that. I guess, you know, when you're asked your race, you can just put down whatever you want to, or your ethnicity, because, you know, you identify with it, so might as well be able to do it. That's the ridiculous nature of abandoning objective truth, the Bible, and this ultimately leads to a very confused mind. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. All of this goes back to just common sense, biblical values, and the Bible. You know, God made us who we are. We are who we are. We're either male or female. We come from different backgrounds. And we ought to rejoice in how we are created, not try to change that as Johns Hopkins University found, people who do ultimately have more difficult psychological consequences. And that's why they abandon these so-called sex change surgeries. For more information on this issue and how you can be involved, first of all, get informed. Order the book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. You can also go to our website, lc.org, and check out our online store with other books and resources there available as well. And make sure that you also ask about our online educational program.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.